Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. Everybody say must. Believe. You must believe if you're coming to God that he is and that he is a rewarder. Everybody say a rewarder. Of whom? Them that diligently seek him. You got to have faith and you got to diligently seek him. You got to have faith and you got to diligently seek him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to preach for, amen, as long as the Lord will help me tonight on this subject, a bicycle without wheels. Don't laugh. I heard you, Brother Chad. Amen. I called pastor before church tonight and said, can I bring a bicycle inside the sanctuary? You notice the bicycle's not here. Amen. He did not tell me no. He did not tell me no. So I'm not trying to throw any blame on him. But yes, there's a reason why I called him in the first place, because I wasn't feeling totally comfortable. Anyway, Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. With the help of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to ask you to pray for me, pray for you, pray for yourselves. Ask the Lord to have his perfect way in this house tonight. Can we do that? Let's join together in prayer right now. Thank you, Jesus, for what we feel in this house already tonight. I pray your glory. Don't hinder. Don't let me hinder what you are trying to do. I love you tonight. I praise your holy name. That's it. Let's magnify him. You're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, worship you. You're worthy, you're worthy. Amen. You can be seated tonight. My voice just decided to leave, so hopefully I can preach this quickly and get out of the way. Amen. I believe the Lord wants to give somebody a booster shot of faith tonight. You know what? I get to preach my favorite subject. Faith. This is one of the best subjects. This is one of the most amazing subjects. It's so dynamic. It has so much potential, so much power. Amen. And it's so throughout the Bible, all the way from the very, very beginning, Adam and Eve, and on through the Old Testament and into the New Testament. Faith, amen, the thread of faith is woven clearly throughout the pages of God's Word. Amen. I'm thankful, amen, to be among the faithful few today. Those who still believe that God is able. Those who still believe that God is a miracle working God. Those who still believe in the oneness of God. That believe that there is still one God. Amen. And Jesus is his name. That when he came to earth, he came himself and wrapped himself in flesh and hung himself on a cross. He could have come down from that cross if he wanted to, but he decided, amen, that your soul and my soul was worth his spilled blood. And I'm thankful to be among those who believe that he is the same God. Hallelujah. The God of Jehovah, the God of the Old Testament, Jehovah of the Old Testament, is the same God that walked among us on this earth in the New Testament. Amen. I believe that the Bible is the infallible Word of God. Amen. Perfect, without error. Yes, I know men wrote it, but I believe the Holy Ghost is the one that the men penned it, but the Holy Ghost is the one that inspired them to write these words, which makes it infallible. I believe that God preserved it throughout the ages. Amen. So that you and I can read an infallible, perfect, preserved Word of God. I believe that because of what the Word of God tells us, that it was God that created the heavens and the earth and everything inside of it. Amen. That there, amen, is only one way to be saved, and that is through repentance and baptism in Jesus' name and the infilling of the Holy Ghost, evidenced by speaking in another tongue, as it says in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. I believe that we must be separate from this world. I still believe, amen, that one day that eastern sky is going to split and Jesus is going to come and retrieve his own unto himself. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us when that day comes, he's looking for one thing. Do you know what that is? Faith. Amen. Anybody else besides Brother John know what that is? And Brother that was Brother Larson? Oh, thank you, Brother Larson. Thanks for the clarification. Amen. I want to talk about a bicycle without wheels. You probably are wondering, what in the world? Why do we need to talk about bicycles? That's because I'm a simple guy. And I like bicycles. At least I had as a child, and I still do. In fact, I ride a bicycle still every now and then, but it's got a motor on it. Amen. No pedals. Less work. But a bicycle is not a bicycle as soon as you remove one of two things from it. Anybody know what that is? The wheels. As soon as you remove the wheel, it is no longer a bicycle. It may be a bicycle frame. It may be also designated as a unicycle. But you cannot call it a bicycle. A bicycle is the combination of a prefix and a word that by means two or twice, or it infers more than just one or two, it infers just two. And then cycle is comes from the Greek word. By the way, I did this, I looked this up. This is not in the Bible, by the way, but I looked up the source, the etymology of the word cycle, and it comes from the Greek word kyklos. Did I do okay with that? Thank you. How would you have said it? All right, see, I didn't do too bad. He said the same exact thing I did. Kyklos. And it means wheel, hub, circular thing. Very technical definitions here this evening. You can look it up yourself. Go to dictionary.com and type in the word bicycle. Go down to etymology and you can see all these different definitions. Orb, ring, circle, disc. That's where this word comes from. So if you remove one of those rings, orbs, discs, it is no longer a bicycle. How's that for profundity? Are you guys impressed yet? Amen. Good, I'm not trying to. Anyhow. But once you remove one of the wheels, then you can no longer call it a bicycle. Amen? Have I convinced anybody yet of my new doctrine that I've founded in 2025 and going in? Amen. I'll check with Bishop after church, make sure that we're not going into false doctrine. Amen. No, I just want you to understand, just as, by sake of analogy, for sake of a metaphor, and as with every other metaphor, every other analogy, it's not entirely perfect, okay? I'm not saying this is the best way to explain this, but it's just the way my simple mind works. And so I'm going to try to use it tonight to illustrate something. Amen. I contend that the minute that you remove a wheel from a bicycle, whether it's the front wheel or the back wheel, it no longer is a bicycle and therefore no longer can serve its purpose. Yet the exact opposite is true. If you have two discs, orbs, whatever, one of those circular objects, and then you connect them with something. It doesn't matter if it has handlebars, doesn't matter if it has a seat, doesn't matter if it has pedals. Guess what you call that thing? A bicycle. Wow, you guys are very smart. So, I want you to understand that the defining element, the defining components of a bicycle are its wheels. Why are the wheels so important to a bicycle functionally? They're the thing that gets it to where it's going, right? Amen? How far could you get without wheels? And not very far. Even if it's unless you can do a wheelie pretty good, then you can do the back one and go as far as you can with your wheelie. I never was very good at a wheelie. I did a wheelie one time right out here in the front, and there was, I was like 9 or 10 or something like this, and there was another kid in front of me, and I like chopped him right in half with my wheel. I hit him right in the chest. And they landed on the ground, and that was, if I was a wise person, if I was a risk-averse person, I would have let that be my last attempt at doing wheelies, but it was not. And I continue to try and I continue to fail. So I'm not very good at doing wheelies. So for me, a bicycle having two wheels is absolutely necessary. And on a bicycle, Sister Lydia, can you throw up that image that I shared with you before service? I know it's a little bit out of order. Can you guys see this okay? It's a bicycle of faith. I came with that myself, came up with that myself. Well, me and ChatGPT put this image together. But the whole concept is mine. Okay, so you see on the bike, it says faith. That means it's a bicycle of faith. All right, we're going deep tonight. Okay. And then I want you to notice what it says in front of us, in front of it, where the little kid is going, where he's pedaling furiously. What does it say? Things hoped for. And then what does it say from where the kid was going from? It says, things not seen. And what does the front wheel say? It says, substance. What does the back wheel say? It's evidence. What's right in the middle? If you want to get to the things that are hoped for, friend, you've got to put some work in. Hey, man, as a young child, Brother Nelson and I were talking about this a little bit. I kind of showed him this picture and asked him what he thought, and he was very positive, which gave me the confidence that I needed to go forward with this message. But he's the only one I showed, so maybe it's me. Brother Nelson, if this is a flop, I'm not going to blame you. I'm taking the blame myself. But as a kid, when you got on your bicycle, you had a desire to go somewhere, or do something. You didn't want to just sit in the driveway, right? You wanted to get on that thing and you wanted to go. And it didn't matter. It didn't mind. You didn't mind the little bit of work that it required. Some of us got advanced and bought 10-speed bicycles that can make it easier to go up and down the hills and to ride a little bit further. Amen. With the little bit of energy that we had, or the bit of energy that we had as a child. And so we were willing to put in the work. Amen. You know that on a bicycle, you get to the top of a hill. Amen. You don't have to do much pedaling to get down. All you got to do is keep the wheel straight. Amen. And then you keep going, you go and go. But at some point, when you get to the bottom of that hill, at some point, you've got to start pedaling. If you want to get back to the top of the hill, if you want to get to the destination, even if it's exceptionally long, amen, especially if it's exceptionally long, you have to put in, amen, some work to get to where you're going. If you hope to go to your friend's house, you got to pedal. Amen. If you hope, amen, to go down to the grocery store and get a sip of that favorite drink that you always got. Amen. Then you got to put in a little bit of work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith is getting on that bicycle in the first place. Amen. But you're not going very far unless you're at the top of the hill. And sometimes living for God is like that. You do get on top of a hill. Amen. And somebody else's push, amen, helps you get over the top. And you go for a while. It doesn't require as much work. Amen. But at some point, friend, you got to put in the work. Amen. If you're going to get to where you're going. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith, this bicycle of faith, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How many have any hopes or dreams of where you want to go in God? How many of you have a desire to do something more for God? Amen. How many of you want to do something? How many of you want to see revival? How many want to see your coworkers won? Get on the bicycle. Amen. Get on the bicycle and get out of the driveway and start pedaling. Hallelujah. I don't know how long I'm going to preach. I've got 6 pages of notes, but I don't feel like going through all of them because I don't want to run into across all these bumps and try to prove every part of this, because this is just an illustration in the first place. Amen. But if you're waning low on your faith, if you've fallen off, amen, and skinned your knees, friend, amen, do just like you were when you were a kid. Get back up. Get back on the seat. Amen. And start pedaling. Hallelujah. As a kid, amen, there might have been a day where you needed proof. You needed evidence. You needed daddy to hold his hand on the back of the seat. You needed training wheels to help you stay upright. Amen. You needed momentum to keep you going. Amen. But as you become older, amen, it was all up to you. If you wanted to ride that bike, you had to go pull it off the hook out of the garage. You had to put it on the ground. If it had a flat tire, buddy, you had to go figure out how to get the new tube installed and placed just right, aired back up and get it going again. Amen. My question is tonight, amen, how much do you desire to get to where you want to go in God? Hallelujah. Bible tells us in Hebrews 11:3, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed, amen, by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Everything we know about God, everything we understand about God comes from the word of God. Amen. In order for you to have that revelation, in order for you to have that understanding, amen, you've got to put your faith in it. That this is true. Amen. That those holy men of old were indeed inspired by God. Amen. And that the things they wrote are true. Amen. Just like Jesus said in John 17:17. Amen. Thy word is truth. Hallelujah. Amen. We see in those holy words, amen, that faith is a requirement if you want to please God. We read it already, but I want to read it again. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you want to come to God, if you want to approach God, friend, you got to believe, got to have that basic faith, got to get on the bicycle. But if you want to be rewarded with the things you're hoping for, you got to diligently seek. You got to put in the work. You got to pedal for all you're worth. Throw that picture back up on the wall, Sister Lydia. Amen. In fact, just throw it up every time I don't have a scripture. See this little kid, amen, he's throwing the dirt up behind him, amen, he's pedaling for all he's worth. Why? Because he's looking to go to something. He's looking, he's hoping, he's dreaming, he's putting forth the effort, amen, that's commensurate with his desire. Hallelujah. The Bible goes on to tell us that faith is how the great men in the Bible accomplished what they did. Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. We know, amen, the hall of faith. Amen. Amen. Well, let's review it just briefly. For by it, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:2, for by it, the elders obtained a good report. By what? By faith. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Verse 4, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Amen. Verse 5, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Amen. Verse 7, by faith, Noah, being warned of God. Amen. Things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. Amen. Noah started working. Noah believed what God told him, Brother Jerome. And Noah didn't see anything. He didn't feel anything. Amen. But he believed the word of God. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody tonight. You're struggling with your faith. Amen. You're wrestling in your own mind. Is it the word of God or not? Do I believe or not? I want to help you tonight. Build up your faith. Verse 8 and 9, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed. Verse 11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. Verse 20, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Verse 21, by faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph. Amen. Verse 22, by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel. Verse 23, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. Amen. Verse 24, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. Verse 27, by faith he forsook Egypt. Verse 28, through faith he kept the Passover. Amen. Moses' life was filled with faith. Moses' life was filled with faith. Hallelujah. Verse 29, by faith, referring to the children of Israel, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. Verse 30, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. Verse 31, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not. And in verse 32, he goes on to say, what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, also and Samuel, and of the prophets. Hallelujah. All the elders of old. Amen. Every page that you turn throughout the Old Testament, buddy, amen, it was filled with faith. Amen. Every time you read of an Old Testament hero of faith, amen, they knew how to trust God. Hallelujah. Every one of these men and women were given scripturally a measure of faith. And so have you been. You've been given a measure of faith. Romans chapter 12, verse 3, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. He's given us all a measure of faith. Hallelujah. He's given us what you need to please him. He's given us what, given you what you need to make it to heaven. Hallelujah. If it's faith that gets us God's favor, according to 11 and 6 of Hebrews, what is it that causes God to reward us for what we have faith in? I mentioned it already. Let me read it again. Hebrews 11 and 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. I believe that God will reward you, amen, if you don't just sit on the bicycle of faith, amen, kicking back in your driveway, amen, not really going anywhere, amen, but if you put your feet on the pedals and start going, start hoping, start believing for something more. Hallelujah. Hope I haven't lost you. James chapter 2, verse 26. Amen. This is what James says about it. For as the body without the spirit is dead, then faith without works is dead. A bicycle is worth nothing if it has no wheels. It's just a frame. It just has potential. Amen. But once you put wheels on it, it reassumes its identity as being a bicycle. And if you sit down on that seat and you put your feet on the pedals and you start spinning those pedals, buddy, you get to go somewhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith isn't just for showing and telling. Look how too many Christians nowadays, they are just so... they're satisfied. I went to church this weekend, and they posted on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, X, or whatever it is. They talk about how glorious, amazing, beautiful the church was. Talk about how beautiful. In fact, I saw this one deal where this guy was talking about his girlfriend. He's like, man, I knew she was legit. Because she cried during the worship service. I'm like, dude. I'm sorry. That's not faith. That's the beginnings of faith. But it's not what a bicycle changes its definition, its identity, when you remove the wheels. If you don't have any substance, if you don't have any evidence, then buddy, you are not believing. If God's never done anything for you, if you don't have a testimony, if you don't pay homage to the things that God has done for you in your life, friend, I question your faith. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're just content with just going through the motions of a service on an apostolic pew and you say, well, this is a good song. Oh, I don't like that song. Amen. Friend, I question your faith. Amen. Faith is not just a show and tell. Look how nice my tie is. Look how nice my suit is. Look how beautiful my hair is. Look at this beautiful dress I just bought at Ross. Amen. It's not about that. That's not faith. Amen. That's just that's a bicycle frame hanging in a garage somewhere with no purpose or destination. But if you put wheels on it, say, I remember when God delivered me, amen, from drugs and alcohol. I remember, amen, when God, amen, set me free from my addiction of lust and carnality. Amen. I remember that's substance, that's direction, that's hope. Amen. But if you keep coming to church with no real destination in mind, I'm preaching to you right now. Amen. You say, amen, I go to church every weekend. I go to church even on Tuesdays. I hear all the preaching, all the teaching, and I still struggle with my walk with God. What are you doing on Monday? What are you doing on Wednesday? What are you doing on Thursday? What are you doing on Friday? What are you doing on Saturday? Amen. Are you building up your faith? Amen. Are you praying? Amen. Are you going somewhere? Or are you just pulling up to the driveway on Tuesday night? That's a cool bike, right? This is my faith bike. This is where the bike would have come in handy. This looks good, right? Remember when you got your first bike? Hey, Grant, I have a question. Mom told me that you got a bike. What kind of bike is it? It's a what? A Spidey bike? Like Spider-Man? Yeah. Have you told any of your friends about it? You haven't? You haven't showed any of your friends? He told Sister Larson. He told my wife, I guess. Bad example. Anybody else got a kid with a bike? When you get a bike, I remember when I got a bike, I got this silver mountain bike. It did not have speeds on it, but it had the bars where they come up, and I got the big knobby tires on it, and I'd ride that thing. That's one that I knocked that girl over with by knocking her right in the chest and knocked her on the ground, nearly broke her sternum. No, I don't know if I nearly broke the sternum, but it looked painful. And then I took that, and we'd go all over the back. There used to be rocks back here, and I would climb those rocks. And I'd drive, and I'd fall, and I'd whatever. And then when I turned 12, my parents got me a chopper bike. And man, that sucker was nice. I would ride that thing on this road up here all the way down. It was so difficult to pedal, but man, it was cool. Big old fat 3 or 4 inch tire on the back. Big old, I don't know, it's probably 22 inches on the front. Huge bicycle. And I probably showed Josh 3 or 4 times. But when you have a bike that you really like as a kid, you wanted everybody to see it. Sometimes you even let them take it for a spin if you were nice. I was not. I did not let Josh ride my bike. I did give it away. I don't know if I get any credit for that, but but as a kid, you loved that bike. You picked out the color. You knew exactly what kind of tires you wanted. You knew exactly what style of bike you wanted, and you knew what you were going to do with it. Amen. You had dreams. You wanted to go someplace with it. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, when you come to church, your bicycle sitting on that pew coming to the house of God is not just for sitting and observing, but it's for going places. I wonder, amen, what would happen. I was thinking about, as Pastor was preaching this morning, about prayer, getting into that personal place, amen, communing with God on a personal level. I wonder what would happen if all of us would mount our bicycles, amen, proverbially speaking, amen, and start pedaling, amen, start communing with God. I want to go somewhere. I don't want to just stay here. I don't want to be, amen, complacent. I don't want to be satisfied. How many of you got in trouble? You're driving down the street and you end up going too far. And Mom said, I told you not to go there. But you went anyway. Your dreams, your vision, whatever, couldn't be contained. It was something that was where you wanted to go. Mom just didn't understand. Amen. I want you to understand, amen, that God is putting in this church, has put in this church, has nothing to do with me. Amen. This is something that's been here, amen, for a long, long time. Amen. A depth, a desire, amen, from God's own soul. We've had preacher after preacher come through this pulpit and preach, amen, declare the word of God and say, amen, like rivers of water, amen, the Spirit would flow through this place. Amen. He declared prophetically, amen, that God, amen, would give to us promised children. Amen, that this place would birth, amen, a multitude of people. Yet we're so satisfied. Some of us don't even got the bikes off the hooks. They're just hanging in the garage. Some of them are in the mechanic shop, amen, in the bike shop, waiting for repair. Bishop, can you help me with this screw? Bishop, can you help me straighten up the front wheel? Amen. Bishop, got a flat tire. These spokes are bent. Amen. What can I do? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to ride, honey, get yourself, amen, in the prayer closet. Get yourself in the bike shop and say, God, straighten these spokes out. God, help me to find, amen, some air for my tires. God, give me some substance. Give me some evidence. Oh, I want to preach this harder. Amen. I want you to know. Sister Tori, come on up here. I have no idea what you're going to play. I don't think we have any bike songs. Whatever you do, do not play faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. I join Elder Davis in that I don't like that song. Bible tells us, Proverbs 24:16, a just man falleth seven times, riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. But Chad, doesn't matter how many times I've fallen. I'm getting back up on this bike. I got somewhere to go. If I don't get back up on the bike, I'm not going home for dinner. I'm not getting the Dorito casserole or whatever. Mom, what did you call that thing? Where you put the Doritos on the top and had chicken in there? Mexican casserole. It was a Mexican casserole. I didn't know. Made with genuine Doritos. But I want you to notice, I'm going to go back through these passages of scriptures. And we read just a moment ago through Hebrews chapter 11, all the men who operated on faith, right? You remember that? It was just like 5 minutes ago. Okay, good. Okay, here's the second half of those verses. Hebrews 11:4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. That sounds like work to me. Hebrews 11:5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. But before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Sounds like work. Hebrews 11:7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. Wow. To the saving of his house. By faith Abraham, verse 8, when he was called to go out unto a place which he should, after receiving an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out. Next verse says that he sojourned in the land of promise. The verse 17 says Abraham, by faith, offered up Isaac. Friend, that's what faith will do for you. What's the use of having a bicycle hanging in the garage? What's the use, Sister Brooklyn, having the bicycle without the wheels on it? What's the use? I'm telling you, the same thing is true. What's the use in claiming Christianity and going to church and saying you believe? Amen. If you ain't got no substance, if you ain't got no evidence, amen, let your faith grow. Go deeper in God. Hope for something more from God. Oh, Oh, hallelujah. I contend, Bishop, that this is why a lot of the old timers saw a lot more than we do. Why? Because they just hoped for something. Amen. They came believing that God was able. Amen. If I've got a twisted foot, I've got a twisted arm, I've got a broken arm, I've got some kind of disease, I've got some need. Amen. They just believed God. Hallelujah. I want those kind of bicycles. I want them all shined up. Amen. I want the biggest tires. I want them as knobby as they can get. Amen. I want them to be able to be a bicycle that we can go places in if we all stand together. Hallelujah. I hope somebody got something from this. Hallelujah. My. I want to read that last verse. I skipped a few of these, but Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32 talks about, it says, what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, and of David, and Samuel, and of the prophets. Goes on to say in verse 33, here's what they did. Through faith, subdued mountains, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. That's a lot of faith. The big old shiny bike. I want the kind of bike that Samson had, Jaheim. I want the kind of bike that Moses had. Actually, that one's my favorite. Because the Bible, when we read it just a minute ago, everything he did, by faith. He stretched that rod out over the Red Sea by faith. He walked through on dry ground by faith. Amen. He wandered through a wilderness by faith. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, increase our faith. Hallelujah. 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 Just a few more Bible scriptures and I'll let you sing. Are you ready? Okay. You look ready. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 9 says, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. Amen, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. If this thorn would have been removed from Paul, amen, I wonder, amen, how much more Paul, amen, may have accomplished. Amen. But the Bible tells us that it was because of this thorn that the glory of God came. Amen. If you've got a situation that you pled with God over and over and over and said, hey, I'm tired of fighting this. This may be the source of your faith. Hallelujah. The Lord told to Zerubbabel, amen, in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, your faith is going to require work. Zerubbabel got out on the wall, and he swung the hammer. Amen. He used the trowel. Amen. He put the cement there. Amen. But it was by the spirit of the Lord that wall was built. And this is, amen, the paradox of faith, that faith is required, amen, but faith also requires your works. Hallelujah. Church, I'm telling you that God wants to put a special dose of faith in each of the hearts of those that are in this place. Amen. If you're struggling with that thorn in the flesh, I invite you to come down to these altars and say, Lord, renew my faith. Amen. God, restore this faith. These altars are open right now.